You're pretty short, said Shen.
Not on the planet I'm from, said Bean.
For the first time, Shen let a genuine smile come to his face.
The planet of the pygmies.
Them boys too big for me.
Look, I know what you're saying, said Shen.
I had this funny walk.
Some of the kids were ragging me.
Ender stopped them.
How?
Ragged them more.
I never heard he got a mouth.
No, he didn't say nada.
Did it on the desk.
Sent a message from God.
Oh, yeah. Bean had heard about that.
He did that for you?
They were making fun of my butt.
I had a big butt. Before workouts, you know, back then. So he make fun of them for looking at my butt. But he signs it God.
So they didn't know it was him?
Oh, they knew. Right away. But he didn't say anything.
Out loud.
That's how you got to be friends?
He the protector of the little guys?
Like a shield.
Little guys, said Shen. He was the smallest in our launch group. Not like you, but way small. Younger, see?
He was youngest, but he became your protector?
No, not like that. No, he kept it from going on, that's all. He went to the group. It was Bernard. He was getting together the biggest guys, the tough guys, the bullies.
Yeah, I guess.
Only Ender, he goes to Bernard's number one, his best friend. A lie. He gets a lie to be his friend, too.
So he stole away Bernard's support.
No, man. No, it's not like that. He made friends with a lie and then got a lie to help him make friends with Bernard.
Bernard? He's the one Ender broke his arm in the shuttle.
That's right. And I think, really, Bernard never forgave him. But he saw how things were.
How were things?
Ender's good, man.
You just... He doesn't hate anybody. If you're a good person, you're going to like him. You want him to like you. If he likes you, then you're okay, see? But if you're scum, he just makes you mad. Just knowing he exists, see?
So Ender, he tries to wake up the good part of you.
How do you wake up good parts?
I don't know, man. You think I know? It's just... You know Ender long enough, he just makes you want him to be proud of you.
That sounds so... Sounds like I'm a baby, nah?
Bean shook his head. What it sounded like to him was devotion. Bean hadn't really understood this. Friends were friends, he thought. Like Sergeant and Poke used to be, before Ashiel. But it was never love. When Ashiel came, they loved him, but it was more like worship, like a god. He got them bread. They gave bread back to him. Like, well, like what he called himself. Papa. Was it the same thing? Was Ender Ashiel all over again?
You're smart, kid, said Shen.
I was there, nah? Only I never once thought, how did Ender do it? How can I do the same, be like him? It's like that was Ender. He's great, but it's nothing I could do. Maybe I should have tried. I just wanted to be with him.
'Cause you're good too, said Bean.
Shen rolled his eyes.
I guess that's what I was saying, wasn't it?
Implying, anyway. Guess that makes me a brag, nah?
Big old brag, said Bean, grinning.
He's just... He makes you want to... I'd die for him.
That sounds like hero talk, nah?
But it's true. I'd die for him. I'd kill for him.
You'd fight for him.
Shen got it at once.
That's right. He's a born commander.
A lie fight for him too?
A lot of us.
But some not, yes?
Like I said,
The bad ones, they hate him. He makes them crazy. So the whole world divides up. Good people love Wigan, bad people hate Wigan.
Shen's face went suspicious again.
I don't know why I told you all that, Merida. You're too smart to believe any of it.
I do believe it, said Bean.
Don't be mad at me.
He'd learned that one a long time ago. Little kid says, don't be mad at me, they feel a little silly.
I'm not mad, said Shen.
I just thought you were making fun of me.
I wanted to know how Wigan makes friends.
If I knew that, if I really understood that, I'd have more friends than I do, kid.
But I got Ender as my friend, and all his friends are my friends too, and I'm their friend, so it's like a family.
A family. Papa. A shield again. That old dread returned. That night after Poke died. Seeing her body in the water. Then Ashiel in the morning. How he acted. Was that Wigan? Papa, until he got his chance? Ashiel was evil. And Ender was good. Yet they both created a family. Both had people who loved them, who would die for them. Protector, Papa. Provider, Mama. Only parent to a crowd of orphans. We're all street kids up here in battle school, too. We might not be hungry, but we're all still wishing for a family. Except me. Last thing I need. Some papa smiling at me, waiting with a knife. Better to be the papa than to have one.
How can I do that? Get somebody to love me the way Shen loves Wigan.
No chance. I'm too little. Too cute. I got nothing they want. All I can do is protect myself, work the system. Ender's got plenty to teach those that have some hope of doing what he's done. But me? I have to learn my own way. Even as he made the decision, though, he knew he wasn't done with Wigan. Whatever Wigan had, whatever Wigan knew, Bean would learn it.